Sure, Sarah Bonin. We're heading now towards the period of Matan Torah, the regal of Shavuos. And as in the post-Pesach program, we've been working slowly but surely on the rites of Kinyanei Torah. The Mefarshim point out that there are 49 days of Sfira and there are Memchat Kinyanei Torah. The difference is, you know, between 40 and 49 is bridgeable, and therefore this is the this is a path forward. Even if the connection on the symbolism weren't true, simply said, the process of preparing for Maamad Har Sinai ought to be the process of preparation for Kinyan Torah, and therefore these Kinyanim are ra'oi to learn. So maybe tonight we'll focus Bluneta on one, the Kinyan. The Braisa lists among the Kinyanim, no se ba'ol im chavir. That in order to be zocha to Torah personally, nationally, we need to have the quality of no se ba'ol im chavir. So what is that quality? So the Tiferes Yisrael explains. It means hein b'tirchas haguf, whether it's with the toil, a physical toil, v'hein b'tzas mamon, or if someone has financial troubles, v'hein b'tzar nafsho, and if someone has emotional troubles, al mashe karlo l'chaver, or anything that happened to his friend, he feels it and he carries it with him. And to be clear, the kinyan, the midah of nosei ba'om chavero, stands separate from the action of chesed. Nosei ba'om chavero is the emotion and the response that one inculcates in oneself to experience his friend tzarach malotzon as his own. The correct response, of course, is when one feels that, to then engage in a maisa of chesed to try to find a way to help him. But first and foremost, it's that feeling of what pains one's friend, Rahman al-San, must pain oneself. Now, I think the question arises, of all of the midos benam l'chaver, most of what's described in the Braisa are elements of Kinyan Torah in a more direct sense, ways of learning Torah, ways of growing in Torah. Why is this the midah benam l'chaver, which is singled out to be included in the Braisa? It's not the only one, but it's certainly the majority are things that are more directly related to Talmud Torah. The truth is, though, that upon reflection, we find that this midah is very integrated into the time of Maamad Har Sinai and into the personalities of those who are Mekabel Torah. First and foremost, Moshe. The first thing we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayhi Vayomim Ahim, it was in those days. Vayigdal Moshe, and Moshe grew. He became a gadol. Vayetze Elachav, and he went out to his brothers. Vayar B'siblosam, and he looked in their pain. Says Rashi, quoting from Shmos Rabbah, Nasan Einav V'libo, he gave his heart and his eyes, Lios Meitzar Alem, to feel their tzar. So Moshe Rabbeinu is introduced to us. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Makabel of Torah, is introduced to us as someone who first, the first step towards his godless, the first step of his godless, is that he went out and understood the tzara of his brothers. And the truth is that this is not just for Moshe Rabbeinu, but in Chumash Bamidbar, when Moshe Rabbeinu is charged with spreading Nevuah, with spreading the ultimate Kinyan Torah of Ruach HaKodesh beyond his own Dal Ramos to include others, he's told to choose those who have shown this midah. Vayom Hashem Moshe, Esfali Shivim Ish, Miziknei Yisrael, Asher Yadata, Kihim Ziknei Ha'am V'Shotrav. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to include 70 others in his Ruach HaKodesh. And he's told by Hashem, Esfali, gather for me, Shivim Ish, 70 people, Mizikne Yisrael, of the elders of Yisrael, Asher Yadata, who you have known, Kihim Zikne Yisrael, Zikne Ha'am V'Shotrav, that they are the Zikanim, they are the elders, and they are the Shotrav, they are the leaders. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Asher Yadata, who you have known? Says he, Osan Sha'ata Makir, those who you already recognize, Shenismanu Aleim Shotrim, that had been chosen as the Shotrim, the Mitzrayim, as the sort of police, as the overseers in Mitzrayim, Bavodas Perech, in hard labor, Vayum Rachamim Aleim, and they had Rachamim for Klai Yisrael, Umukim Ayodim, and they took the hits for Klai Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael didn't fit the quota, didn't fulfill their quota, so these people were willing to get hit instead of allowing their brothers to get hit. Shenamar, Vayuku Shotrei Bnei Yisrael. The Shotrim of Bnei Yisrael were hit themselves. Ata Yismanu Bigdulasan. Now they will achieve Gedula, they will achieve the godless, the ultimate Kinyan Torah of Ruach HaKodesh. Why? Because they felt the Tsar of Klai Yisrael. Later in the Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to choose a person to lead Klai Yisrael after his death, the continuation of the Shalshalas HaMasorah, the first continuing link. So says Moshe Rabbeinu that Elokei Aruchos Sechol Basar, Hashem, who knows every individual's ruach, and Chazal say that means we need a mensch, a person, a gadol, who knows each person as an individual and therefore can carry them. The Shalshalas HaMasorah, the passing on of Torah, is only possible in someone who has this midah of Nosei Ba'olam Chaveru. But why? Why is it a sin qua non? Why is it in the Mishnah? Why is it necessary? Possibly, there's a chazal, it's brought from the Zohar, it appears in Pnei Yeshua and Kiddushin, so it's certainly and Chavos Yar, it's brought by many svarim, it's not esoteric in that regard, that the number of letters in the Torah are keneged the number of people in Klai Yisrael. There are shishim riba osios. There are 600,000 letters, just like there are 600,000 members in Klai Yisrael. What that means is that we all individually have a chelek in Torah. Each of us has a chelek in Torah that's for us. Each member of Klai Yisrael that stood at Har Sinai got their own chelek in Torah. If that's so, how do I get your chelek in Torah? If Torah is individual on some level, so how do I integrate it into my Torah? How do I relate to the whole Torah if some of it is supposed to be yours, if some of it was said to you? It's not enough to just do chesed. But maybe if you're nosei ba'olim chaveru, maybe if you are the tsaras of lo tsar, if you feel the tsar of your friend, chas v'chalilah, if you really take on his pain and you're willing to carry his burden, his pekel, you're also zochet his Torah. If you're invested fully, you see the return also. The kinyan Torah of nosei ba'olim chaveru is because Torah is individual, and yet there's a way for me to be connected to other individuals. And you'll say, we should say, but I can't reach everyone. I can't carry everyone's pekel. If we're really mischayev to the midah, if we really, really commit to the goal, to the value, to obligation of being nosei ba'olam chaveru, everyone who's in our Dalet Amos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzayach Machshava L'Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we're involved in the process in a more general sense. And therefore, everyone's chelek haTorah becomes ours. We're truly part of it. That's Elokei Aruchos Sechol Basar. We can be zocha to be a continuation of the Shalshalas HaMasorah because we have connected to each individual member of Klai Yisrael by carrying their burden. In a few minutes, Mirtz Hashem Bluneder will daven Meir. I think that one of the most primary applications of the midah nosei ba'olam chaveru is actually in tefillah. Because nosei ba'olam chaveru is first and foremost an emotional response, it's a feeling, it's our gasha, it's an understanding that if it's hard for him, chas v'chilah, it should be hard for me. So tefillah, where we express rigshei lev, where we express where our heart is the optimal place to apply this midah. Very often there's nothing we can do about another person's pekel. It's too big for us to change. But tefillah, we can always be involved in. We may not have a shidduch for him. We may not know the right school for his kids. We may not be able to find the job that will work for him. But we could feel it in a way that our tefillahs would be transformed. This is instantiated in halacha. Both Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim end, right? The experience of Bikur Cholim, where you come to someone and you try to take 1/60th of the holy away, 1/60th of the emotional experience away from them. The end of Bikur Cholim, the Brisa on Shabbos Yudbeis says, is what? Is being mispalel. Even on Shabbos, Chazal worked to find a nusach to allow us to be mispalel. Because integral to the experience of Bikur Cholim must be tefillah. Similarly, we know it even more basic sense in Nichum Aveilim. In Nichum Aveilim, the end of every Nichum Aveilim, Rachman Tzan, Shalom Neda, but the end of every Nichum Aveilim is Hambakom Yenachem. We must connect that experience of being Nosev Olam Chavero with a Nusach Tefillah, with the concretized expression of it. And in fact, the Poskim say that it's better to do it in their presence so that the Tefillah also becomes an element of being Nosev Olam in a direct sense. Not just klape shmaya, but also klape the cholam zav, also in a turned towards the cholam. In the summer, you see this in a anhaga. That they bring b'shem Ariya Kadosh. Before davening, There is a hanhaga to say Arayni Mezumim L'Spal Tefillah Shachas. V'dechilu Rechimu V'chul. Kayadua Yish Halacha, the Rav discusses the response of Bali Halacha to saying Arayni Mezumim. It's been discussed, but the idea, the central idea of preparing oneself for Tefillah with a Kavana is absolutely halachic. In fact, it may impact the mitzvah itself. If one doesn't have it, it's the expression in words. And said that the hanhaga from the Ariya Kadosh is to be mitzarif, to join to this preparation for tefillah. Hareini muchan mezuman, I'm preparing for davening. What do you do right afterwards? V'yachshov lekabel alav mitzvahs esek le'ehov kol echad miyisrael kenasha. Take a step back and think. I'm ready to love everyone you saw and you saw like myself. Why? I'm davening. Why not do them when I'm on my way out? So maybe because people don't always do the things you're supposed to say on the way out. But Mitzvah, that's not why. What's the pshat? The pshat is because tefillah integrally ought to extend to everyone in Klal Yisrael. The way I can't express in words or feeling properly the Avas Yisrael I ought to have for the Jew in Singapore, for the Jew in Ukraine, for the Jew, wherever he may be found. But in tefillah, I can. So this is the optimal expression of Avas Yisrael. Hareini muchan mezum l'spalel, and then, yachshav l'kav alav, mitzvah esei, lehu. Then, at that moment, you extend, you apply, you integrate the idea that at this point I'm moving to the mitzvah esei of Avas Yisrael. This tefillah will be an expression of that. This brings us to a question to which I'll leave Al Halev, but maybe this is part of the answer. The Rambam's classic expression of the mitzvah's essay of tefillah as it was originally given to us in the form D'oraisa is as follows. This is Halacha Beis in Perak Al Hilchos Tefillah. Skipping the first two lines, according to Frankel, this is the beginning of the halacha, where we started. El achiyav mitzvah zu kachu. The achiyav mitzvah of tefillah is as follows. Shehei odam, a man, should be mispalel mischanin. Davin and mischanin and request. B'chol yom, every day. U'magid shivchu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And express the shevach of Hashem, the first of the three steps. V'achar kach, shol tzrochim. And afterwards you ask your needs. Which needs? Shehu tzarech lahen. That he needs. Bivakasha uvetchino, as a request, as a tefillah. The achakach, and afterwards you end, no sin shevach lo daya la Hashem. Bechuli. Adka. After what we just said, isn't it jarring that the Rambam says that you ask for tzrachin shehu tzarech lahen, the things that you need? Wouldn't it be more fitting that it should be shol tzarechin, period, the tzrachin that Klai Yisrael need? We know that tefillah, der Rabbanan, is b'teken, is in the nusach, is in the formula of rabbin. We always daven for the rabbin. A question. It's possible that the Rambam would answer that the chiyuv is to daven for the things that you need. Chazal made us aware that the things that I need are the things that everyone needs. And that's the approach. Truly, it's the tzrichen, the needs, shehu tzarchen, that the person, daven, needs, but they include everything that Klai Yisrael needs. That's the approach to tefillah. I want to end with what they call a Shena Maisa. I was told Shena is beautiful, Maisa is a Maisa. The Papa Rebbe, you know, if you go to upstate, you'll see a lot of, there's a big camp. There's a big camp for the Papa Chassidus. So when he was getting older, he asked the Shamus, he said, this year, I want the boys and girls to go up on the same day. So this is Bedlam. If all the Chassidus' boys and all the Chassidus' girls are going to go on the same day buses, this double the buses, right, number one. Number two is they're not going in the same, they're not leaving the same block. So you have to arrange that in a very small area in Brooklyn, the buses for the boys will go on this block and the buses for the girls will go on this block, Bedlam. So the Shamus wanted to know why. So Shlomo Lawrence has a book, B'mechitzasim, and he tells over the explanation. He says, the Rebbe said, every year, Chassidim go up to the camp, so I'm misbal, that nothing should go wrong on the trip north. And when I'm to be misbal properly, I take a tzom, I take a tainis. He's getting older. He can't take 2 days off. He can't take two tainisim in a week. So you can't send the boys on one day and the girls on the other day. He can't do it. One day he can stretch into it. By a Rebbe, by a manig, by a makabel Torah, it's pasha that if boys and girls, if children are being ferried north, a tefillah sederach is required, and it should be obvious to him that he'll take it on, he'll daven, he'll take on the that tefillah. So, b'siyat d'shmai, we're coming close to kabbalah sater, even right now. We stand before Tfilas Arvis. Halavai will integrate also in our tefillah and also generally in our anhaga this midah of nosei b'olam chaviru and b'chach, siyata d'shmai, nizkeh, l'kabal satar.